to start?
I mean, you're the facilitator. You do you.
That's true. So I guess it's my choice.
Mm. Are you done putting... You put one thing on the board. Are you done?
Is that not enough? Is this the show?
It's been 2 months and you did one thing. Sounds good.
I think more stuff will come up.
Okay. You know, we don't have to cover everything in one show either. Maybe
that's right.
Tomorrow you'll be like, oh, you know what happened?
Yeah.
And you'll remember.
Mm-hmm. I think we should start the show now.
Oh, yes. As we're starting, I'm going to show you this thing that I got from my...
So Josh is holding up a on-air sign, and I think it's one of those that like lights up.
Oh, yeah. Sure does.
That is super cool. I want one.
So this was in my stocking this year, and...
Oh, Santa brought that.
Santa sometimes has red hair and is super hot.
I don't feel comfortable with this.
So Santa brought this, and there's a plan now in motion to put this up at the top of the stairs since I'm down in the basement, and I'll turn it on when I'm about to be on a call, mm-hmm. perhaps like this kind of call.
Mm-hmm.
So deal with it, people.
And I assume that it just has a little switch on the back that you can...
Yeah, there's like a little... It's just a nubbin. It's like a... It's either solid or it blinks.
Have you ever thought about hooking that up to some computer so you can send an API call to turn it on and off?
That does sound like the kind of thing that would be a fun way to waste an afternoon. But because the button is right here, I think I'm going to like, you know... Before we come on a call, I usually do my rounds. I'm like, I think I need some more water. Probably need to go drop some water off at the bathroom. And then I'm going to hit that button.
Press that little button. Mm-hmm. Got it.
That's it. That's my plan.
Okay, cool. Well, that's neat. Hey, we haven't talked in a while. We haven't had pudding time in a while.
I mean, did you even eat pudding?
I haven't even eaten pudding in a long time. You said since November...
17th. That's what, you know what? I thought that was a lie, but I went back and checked, and that is accurate.
Oof. Yeah. So, dry spell, as you said. But there's a few things on the board here. There's also our first discussion topic that we usually hit called follow-up. Do you have any follow-up from 2 months ago that you remember?
I mean, sometimes at stand-up in the mornings, I forget what I did the day before.
Yeah.
So thinking about what I did in the last 2 months is kind of a tall order, let alone like
not
what I'm
happen.
Supposed to be follow up on. Yeah, I don't have anything.
Okay. Okay, well then let's go over to Could Be Improved, because I want to know more about my cat got the stones. You mean that your cat ate some pot?
What? My cat got so stoned. No. So we have two cats.
Yeah.
They're sisters. They're litter mates. Mm. And we got them like a year and a half ago. And they've been a great addition to our family because they're very calm.
Nice.
And they mostly stay out of their way. And then when they feel overwhelmed with all the fighting going on in our house, they just go and hide.
Got it.
Whereas we've had dogs in the past, and they added to our chaos.
Right. They're a multiplier.
Yeah, yeah. They're a false force multiplier. So... Anyway, cats have been great. They're only a year. They're like not even 2 years old yet. We got them pretty young from a family. And anyway, one of our cats, like, I don't know, first week of December, I think it was, started like peeing blood everywhere.
Oh,
and we were like,
yikes.
What is happening?
Yeah, it sounds bad.
We thought maybe kidney stones or bladder stones or something. So we took her into the vet. They're like, oh... this is definitely some bladder stones.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so we got her on like an antibiotic because they thought maybe it was an infection related thing. And
yeah,
so we're getting on that. And then she wasn't getting better. And so we took her back in, and that was like, let's just do an x-ray. And they looked at the x-ray. They're like, that is the biggest bladder stone I've ever seen.
Wow.
That's Guinness not going to dissolve. It's not going to dissolve.
Yeah.
Probably in anytime soon. We should
surgery.
Do surgery. Yeah.
Yeah.
So our barely older than a year cat got bladder stone surgery, and you know she's healed up great, but it was like, nice. What is happening? Because
yeah, so weird.
Our and they, seriously, Bethany has a picture with the stone. It was 3/4 of an inch big.
Oh my god, that's huge.
No, these cats are like, you know, 12 pounds each or something. You know, yeah. They're not big.
Right. No.
And I don't know if you've ever seen a kidney stone, but they're little. They're way littler than that.
Oh,
and when
yeah.
people pass mm-hmm. a stone, they describe it as excruciating pain. So that poor right. little cat had this thing like yeah. a rock tumbler inside of her.
Oof.
Anyway, she's doing good now, and we have to do like special. Basically, they were like, some cats are more prone to this.
Right.
Your particular cat probably doesn't have enough water intake.
Mm.
So that paired with like their internal chemistry stuff.
Sure.
You need to do something. So we've got her on a special food, and we got a thing to like make the water move, if that makes sense. So it's not like still water.
Oh, okay. Got it.
It's just a very tiny fountain, basically. So it just continually moves, and it's supposed to make
it
more appealing.
Did that make it more attractive?
It did to the other cat.
Got it.
The other cat's always up on that thing, but the one that doesn't drink enough is still kind of like, eh, I'd rather get my water from food. That's it. That's the stone conversation. That was a very abbreviated version. There was a lot of hand-wringing, you know, mm-hmm. trying to decide, should we really do surgery for this cat?
Right.
There was an option to, like, wait and see,
mm-hmm.
you know, with the dietary changes. But we were going to go out of town. We went to Florida for mm-hmm. for Christmas break. And so yeah. we were like, we don't want the people that we have coming over to our house to like check on the
have
cats and stuff.
To,
yeah, they're going to have to deal with like blood, urine, what's going on.
Got it.
That's not even, that's not fun for anyone.
Well, I'm glad that your cat's feeling better.
Yeah.
You reminded me that JoJo had a eye infection. We had to take her in, get her eyes looked at, and they sent us home with like an ointment. And so what I'm supposed to do is like have somebody hold her. With like holding her eye open, I gotta like squeeze this ointment.
Oh my gosh!
Like on her eye, I can't do it, Josh. It's just like it's too much.
Do you have like a decoy sock to like lure her?
Yeah, just give her a sock to chew on.
That's right. She'll love you forever.
Yeah. Okay. Animals getting sick.
It is hard to administer any kind of medicine to an animal. That is like,
I hate it.
Why? Yeah.
Like eye stuff already, like from the beginning, I don't like eye stuff.
I literally don't wear contacts. I've never worn contacts except at my wedding because I hate putting stuff in my own eyes.
Yeah.
Now you're going to make me put something in an animal eye?
No.
An animal's eye? Come on.
That's funny. I didn't know that we were both eye adverse. Okay. Let's go to something that went well. Bethany starts a new semester at her new school next week.
Yes. Great. Yeah, and she actually had orientation already.
This is remote school, yeah.
Yeah, so this is called Drew University. It's based in New Jersey. And they have, like, their Master Divinity program there. You can do it remotely. There are probably going to be opportunities for her to take some in-person, like, intensives. But she'll be remote. But she already loves it just from the orientation. She's like, this is going to be a good fit for me. I'm really glad that things are working out like this. Mm-hmm. So that's a nice new turn of the page for her saga.
On this topic, and I think it's pretty related, I only know one Drew in my life, and it's my step-uncle that lives in New Jersey.
Hey, maybe it's named after him.
It must be, yeah.
Right.
I can't think of any other way that would work.
Right.
Okay, let's take that one addressed.
It's called Drew's University. It's just his house.
Yeah. We've been there, okay? What went well for me? We went to Disney.
Okay.
Disney World? Is the one in Florida?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the fact that it's even in the what went well... I think you've already won some kind of prize, right?
Well, I was going to put it in both, but I didn't have time.
There it is.
I would describe it as an ordeal
uh-huh.
that
yeah.
Jack really enjoyed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like Disney in general, maybe this is just my perception, but Disney seems designed to bring out the worst in a dad.
You think so? Tell me more. Tell me everything.
I mean, I might be borrowing a little bit from Jim Gaffigan talking about family vacations and like, that's okay. Why my dad was always grumpy. But it does. I haven't been since I was younger, but like when I put what I remember about it onto my current self, I'm so mad at my kids already.
Yeah.
And I'm just like frustrated that we have to wait everywhere and everything's hot and expensive. It just doesn't add up. But
well, I just never knew that I would actually be able to hear the money flying out of my bank account
as what?
I was standing somewhere. But that's what Disney did to me.
Oh, jeez.
So I want to tell you about this trip. So we left December 22nd.
Okay.
And we returned January 2nd.
Oh, did
so
you
approximately an 11-day stay.
And were you like at Disney that whole period?
No.
Okay.
So the beginning of the trip was at a condo. And then we went on property, as they call it, and stayed
with
at
their
Disney,
resort
like a,
stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, like one of their Disney resort places. And so for the first part of the trip was more like vacation, relaxing, hanging out at the pool. We only did one park for that first part, which was Universal. And then for the second part, when we were on property, we did four more. But we had enough days so we could put – we never did more than 2 days of parks in a row.
I see. Yes.
So we always had an off day between those parks.
Right.
So,
you needed to kind of be able to wind down.
Yes.
In between.
One thing I didn't expect was that Jack was interested in roller coasters.
Okay.
I'm not really a roller coaster person.
Yeah.
But like I'm going to go with him because he's interested in it.
Right.
First day, first ride, and I think it was at Universal.
And those ones are bigger.
They have a Hulk ride?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you familiar? You're
Oliver went for his 11th, like with his cousin, my dad took them, and I remember him talking about the Hulk one. Yeah.
We go up there, he's too short, can't go on.
Oh, no. Did you go all the way through the line, or did they have it at the beginning?
No, it wasn't one of those. Like we knew pretty quickly that he was not going to meet the height requirement.
He was pretty bummed.
And then, of course, like now I'm like very aware of it, and I made sure, you know, before I even went to a ride, whether or not he was tall enough. Anyway, so then the first roller coaster he actually goes on is the Guardians of the Galaxy ride.
Okay.
Which we all kind of agreed was like a pretty intense ride for a kid's first roller coaster.
Oh, okay.
But he did great. He came off and he was not quite sure on his feet or whatever, but he didn't cry. He didn't complain. But one thing we noticed over the course of the trip, because, you know, they take your photos, and then as you come off the ride, there's, like, a screen that shows you your
photo booth. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you can, like, put your wristband up to a sensor, and then it'll connect that photo to your app so that you can pay money for it.
Anyway. Ah, right.
So we noticed, like, in all these ride photos, he's like completely stoic, like no
affect, just kind
of
like
no affect at all, just sort of like experiencing it with his eyes a little wide and like maybe a hint of a smile on his face. You know that ride Tower of Terror where they just kind of go up and down with you?
That's actually a Disney ride, right?
Yeah, that's at
is it MGM or Magic Kingdom?
I think it's at MGM. Maybe Magic Kingdom. Anyway, same
but it's
thing.
Like a drop. Like, it's a drop ride, right?
Yeah.
He's
like squeezing the handles that he's sitting in, but eyes a little open and like no affect. Is
this just how he does rides then?
I guess that's just how he does rides. So highlights for me were that Guardians ride. It was super fun because it was a pretty fast roller coaster going all around, but then also your individual like cars on the track spun.
So like that's interesting. Okay.
And the fast.
Yeah. Are they all shaped like Groot?
I don't even remember. Honestly, it was like
a whirlwind. A blur.
Did you see that they have a Tron ride at, I think it's Magic Kingdom?
Mm-mm. Nope.
It was super fun. We got to go on twice. You know, they have, oh yeah. The other thing I was gonna talk about, ride, line shenanigans.
Okay.
So, you know, when you go to a Disney ride, there's like, standby, they call it, which is like the normal line. Like
yeah.
You just walk up, stand in the line.
Right.
You're in whatever place you're in. It takes as long as it takes.
And there's the rich ride.
The lightning lane.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the lightning lane is available for purchase.
Right.
This used to be called Fast Pass, but I think they've kind of like changed a little bit over the years. Anyway, there's now another thing called the virtual queue. So some rides are so popular that you can't even go. There is no standby line. You have to go to the app and put yourself in a virtual queue to be eligible to stand in the standby line.
Oh, jeez.
So that's what happened for Tron, is that we got in the virtual queue. We got a position in that virtual queue. When our position came up, then we were allowed to stand in the standby line for.
Please take a number to get in line. My goodness.
Yeah. I think they're like trying to do crowd control, basically.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of makes sense. And you don't really want, if people could be spending money at the stores and stuff, you don't want them standing in a line.
Yeah, there is something to that, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So that makes sense. But there's still that fast, pay a lot of money and go past everything, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. one other quick anecdote. So, you know, you're standing in lots of lines when you're at Disney. And something that you experience is like people leaving the line or going past you in line to find their family.
Yeah.
So something that can happen is you have to go to the bathroom, and these lines can take 2 hours.
Right.
And so you leave the line to go to the bathroom, and you want to come back to meet your family.
Right.
And what people will sort of guiltily say is like, oh, excuse me, sorry, I'm just trying to get back to my family. You know, like they're like apologizing to you for moving past you in the line.
Right. Yeah.
So whatever, no big deal. Maybe you make some smart-ass comment like, yeah, me too, or whatever. And
right.
But
aren't we all buddy?
Yeah. It's possible those people are actually cutting in line and not going to their family. I don't know. But whatever. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. It's Disney. Whatever. So
I call every ride my family in that way.
So we did this once.
Okay.
We got busted by a Disney employee and like – he was almost going to, like, bounce us out. He, like, so, like, there, you know, we got to a line. Our family was ahead of us. We went past people to try to get to reach them. And as we were doing that, a Disney employee, like, called us out of line and started talking to us, asking us, like, why are we doing that? Like, he's like, can't do that in my line. He was, like, kind of maybe on a power trip a little bit.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Not in my line.
Yeah. And then he ended up giving us, like, a pass to go like further towards where you get on the ride and then we waited there instead of moving through and like bumping into everybody. We were able to stand in a place that was a little closer to the front of the line, and then when our family caught up to us, then we joined them and went on the ride. Whatever.
Okay. But, yeah, was he like standing next to you the whole time? Like, do they really have a family?
No, he had to go back. Oh, right. That's right. I forgot this detail. So we told him that we had a family. He's like, have them send me a picture. So then
what?
We had to. He needed proof.
No.
So, but the person that was supposed to give, you know, take the picture and send it, it wasn't coming through. And so we ended up doing like a FaceTime call. And she was like, pointing her phone around to show him that,
okay,
yes, we did have people in line, and that's
what?
Where they were.
All right. So what was the breakdown of the people that went? It was you, Jessa.
Oh, right.
Yeah. It was the three of you, but I'm assuming some other members of your family went too?
Yes. So it was Jess's folks.
Okay.
Their three kids, and then everybody down. So it was like...
Right.
All of Jess's siblings, their significant others, and their kids.
Right.
So that made 12.
So
12 of us.
Generational havoc is what was happening.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, we all survived.
Hey.
But it's a long trip. Lots of stuff going on.
That is a long trip.
All right. I will tick that addressed. Let's go back to what went well from you. New water heater. Water is nice and hot.
That's right. Yeah, this was another, it almost became a could be improved before we left. You know, right when the cat got the stones, suddenly I noticed that our water wasn't staying hot very long. And we've had this old water heater tank for, I don't know, since we've lived here, and it was already old then. You know, so it was like, it's overdue. Those things don't have a very long life on them. So we ended up doing, I did some research, and I felt good enough that we've now upgraded to a tankless water heater, which takes up a lot less space, and it's toasty.
Is this one of the ones that like has hot water in the system, and so your hot water is pretty much there immediately?
It's the other way around. It's on demand, so rather than it being like a tank that's continually boiling water, essentially, when you turn on the hot water, it starts flowing through it and it starts like zapping it with like a lot of gas combustion until eventually it reaches the tap. So we have noticed that it takes a little bit, like a couple seconds longer for the hot water to get to the tap, but it's nice, and it was quite the investment. So
I know.
Gotta not cheap. Gotta say it on this kind of podcast, you know.
Yeah. Oh boy. All right. Well, glad that worked out. There could be improved here from you, Josh. Vertigo Adventures. I need to know more about this.
Well, I think I hinted already that we drove down to Florida, right? We went down to Florida for that. That's where my sister, my parents live, and so my family and then my other sister that lives in Michigan, we both separately ended up kind of coalescing down there at between their two houses. This is something we've done for a couple of years, and it works pretty well for us. However, there's another item on here that is a what went well that says I turned 40.
Which is amazing.
Yeah, it was great, except I woke up literally on the day I turned 40, and I felt dizzy.
Uh-oh. And it wasn't because of the previous night's activities.
No. It was like, there's something wrong. There is a physical thing happening to me. Mm-hmm. I could barely walk.
Oh my gosh.
I was in a rough way. And so, you know, Christmas came around and I'm still not feeling good. And Christmas morning, like, it's one of my favorite mornings. It's here at the house. I love seeing the kids, like what they got for each other and them opening the things. And like, I kept saying, okay, just wait for a second. Okay. You can open the next one. You know, I was like trying to pause the action. Well, the day after Christmas.
Did you feel nauseous?
I never felt nauseous. That's one thing that's kind of weird. I just felt like sometimes I'd feel clammy, but like mostly, and I couldn't control my eyeballs when I was having a dizzy. Like my eyes would just go, you know, back and forth and stuff.
Wow.
It really, I think vertigo is a fun thing to make a horror movie or jokes about, a la Arrested Development. But
actually it does not experiencing it,
like, it's really bizarre because it feels like you can't even you can't find your place in space. Like I felt like I couldn't stand up. I always had to get sitting down or something. And even then I'd be like try not to move. I'm like sitting down, but I'm still holding on to things.
Yeah.
You know, it's really weird. Anyway, the day after Christmas is when we were gonna drive down, and I woke up and I was like, uh-oh, I still don't feel right. So I said, I don't feel safe driving. And Bethany's like, I'll do it. So I just kept taking Dramamine. And
Did that provide any relief?
It did, yes.
Okay.
Basically, Dramamine, I ended up reading about it. It basically inhibits some of the inner ear like feedback. Essentially, the things that cause dizziness, it just kind of dampens it a little bit. That's really what it's doing. It's not changing the fact that you've twirled would cause dizziness. It's that
right.
It's the like receptors or something. So that helped, and that was good enough. And I still couldn't drive, but she drove the whole way like a champ.
Oof.
We did stop in Georgia like we always do, but
okay.
But she drove the whole trip.
Is that how you guys do it?
Yeah. We do it in 2 days, like one long day, one short day. Yep. Makes it so we don't want to die the next day because we have driven through the night and it's rough.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was down in Florida, and I still didn't feel right. I was expecting this to be like a few day thing.
And kind of just passed, and it just basically.
It just kept up, and it like didn't get better. And so I started to feel like
somewhere in Florida.
Yes, I went to a clinic down there, and it was one of those like.
Were they like wearing shoes and stuff?
What? Oh, it was just full of Florida men, right? It was an alligator clinic.
You went to an alligator clinic? No. That's so weird.
The Giggling Gator, it was called.
Stay safe.
You were there. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
They were just pumping people out at these, like, it was not a minute clinic, but one of those urgent care kind of places. Mm-hmm. And I was in there for, I think, 2 minutes. And
oh, my gosh.
And he didn't even look in my ears.
What?
I was like, I feel dizzy. Like, I think I might have an ear infection or something. Do you have any sore throat? It hurts a little bit. Seriously, this was my exam. He touched where my tonsils are, and he's like, all right, I'm going to give you this kind of antibiotic. You know, and that was it. And then they sent me out. And my mom had driven me because everyone else had done other stuff. Everyone else was like, we're going to keep doing our thing, even though you feel like, you know, like crap or whatever.
We're not going to let you wreck our vacation, Josh.
But my mom is a nurse, and when I went out there and told her, like, they didn't even look in my ears. I didn't have a paper or anything. They were just like, we're going to send a prescription over to another place.
Okay.
So she's like, what? They didn't even, what? So I went back in and I actually got a printout. I'm like, okay, at least they have that. Ah, jeez. So antibiotic.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up feeling a little bit better.
Okay.
But I have to tell you, John, I still sometimes feel it in certain positions. If I like move my head.
Don't do it.
I'm just trying to show you. This is close to the position where, and I like leave it there. I don't know what it is. And I've tried do I still have an inner ear infection?
Mm-hmm.
You know, cause I took a pretty hearty antibiotic for almost 2 weeks. You know, that's
right.
That should have.
That's sufficient.
Yeah. And now I'm worried, like, I killed everything in my system, even the good stuff. I got to, like, load up on yogurt and stuff. But anyway, it has been the weirdest thing. And so I'm, like, trying to get into a doctor, but I found out my primary care, like, dropped me.
What?
I'm like, because there's a bunch of residents there, and they anytime a resident leaves, they usually reassign you. Okay. But when I called, they're like, oh, we didn't reassign you. I'm like, okay, we're like, can I go into somebody? They're like, yeah, in next month. So it's so I'm like trying to get into a different place because I'm like, I'm just gonna switch.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's just been a whole adventure.
What an ordeal.
The whole thing.
My mother-in-law experiences intermittent vertigo and has for like years. So I'm crossing my fingers that that's not what's gonna happen here.
Yeah. She had
like an event though. Like she had experienced like a whiplash in a car, you know.
Like a car accident that.
Like a little car accident. That's not exactly, you know, it was more of a fender bender. That's the word I was looking for.
Right.
But anyway.
Enough to give
you any kind of triggering event.
Well, so I do think I had some kind of inner ear infection because the days leading up to it, two people in my house had pink eye.
Okay.
And one of them had strep. And so there was something going on in our house.
Sure.
You know? And so I think it was, I'm prone to ear infections already.
Okay.
But it didn't hurt like one, but it felt like one. I don't know how to describe that well, but there was like the pressure of one without. Anyway, I think that was what was going on.
Okay.
I'll never know because the doctor didn't look in my ear, but.
What a jerk. Oh my gosh. Wow.
Here's some mess and leave.
Something that we follow up on.
Go back to Ohio.
Yeah. Got to get that good Ohio medicine. So let's see. What went well for me? New basement lights.
Am I looking at them?
You're looking at them. I wondered if you might notice they look a little different on camera because we have new lighting. So my brother-in-law and I work down here in the basement and wanted to improve the lighting down here. And so we got like, you know, it's an unfinished basement. So we got like these brackets basically that will hold like puck lighting that mm-hmm. we got from Amazon, pretty cheap. So we got these brackets, we put them up, we ran a new circuit, and now we have like much better lighting in the basement.
Mm. Have you done electrical work before?
No, he's handy, and so he okay. kind of like did everything, and I just okay. like handed him tools. But oh, yeah, we ended up, because we were doing it, we put in outlets as well. So we ran two nice. New circuits, one for the lights, one for the outlets, and it feels much more like official down here.
Nice. Well, you look well lit.
Thank you. I appreciate mm-hmm. that. The one thing I dislike is that the bill of my hat kind of shades my eyes. But
so you look like you're about to rob something?
Yeah, I just look a little shady.
Like you've got a mask on.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Lone Ranger.
Zorro.
but yeah, that was a fun project. We got it done on the weekend. So sometimes it's kind of fun to be handy.
Yeah, I like electrical stuff for that reason, because it's usually like there's an end in sight almost always. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, we're kind of cruising right through here.
Yeah.
We also only have 5.5 minutes left on the Zoom, which is a fun side effect. So I switched teams at work, and I no longer have the like paid Zoom
that
team leads have.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm on that 40-minute Zoom. Anyway, danglers for you?
Just my ear baby.
Just your ear baby. One other thought I had was my brother-in-law and I have watched all of the John Wick movies over the last week. You watch those John Wick movies?
That's not really my speed, but
they're delightfully dumb and action right. and just right. just what we wanted.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because like the fourth one just came out. Can you believe they made four of those? Also, no. Keanu Reeves is like 60. Did you know that?
Is he like 60 or is he 60?
Jesus. All right, I'll look it up.
This is what the people tune in for. It's for us to figure out how old somebody is.
He is 59.
So he's like 60.
He's like 60. In September, he'll be 60.
I mean, I guess it checks out. I'm thinking about Bill and Ted.
Good. You know what? You're welcome for helping mm-hmm. you think about Bill and Ted.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. I think that's it. What's for dinner?
Survey says pizza.
Yeah. You going to get some gluten-free?
Always. Mm-hmm. Always. We don't want to get an ear infection over here.
No.
What about y'all?
We had a fail on defrosting the meat for Taco Thursday. It was going to be Taco Tuesday. Then it was going to be Taco Thursday.
You're avoiding
Taco Friday.
You're avoiding naming the person that didn't pull it out of the freezer.
Well, I think it's kind of a group fail because it wasn't like someone's job. It's like we like none of us remembered to do it.
Jack, dang it.
Yeah, so we'll do. Oh, my brother-in-law and sister-in-law, when they went to Costco, they saw a thing of, I think, about a dozen hot sauces. So they picked that up for me. So now I've got a bunch of different hot sauces to try.
Oh, so it's like I'm a variety excited. Pack.
Yeah, like a variety
yeah,
pack.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so I'm excited tonight to try
nice.
A few of them.
Nice. On the tacos.
On the tacos.
Or whatever you're going to do with tacos if you're not going to.
Taco. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, I'll believe you. Whatever.
All right, Josh. Great to talk to you. This is going to be one for the record books. I don't know. And
episode 73. Write it down.
And yeah, I'll talk to you next time.
Yeah, sounds good. Maybe you'll remember something else that happened over the last 2 months.
I'll try to write it down.
Yeah.
Okay. Love you too.
All right. Love you. Bye.
All right. Bye.